Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. Do you have my name?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, my name is Carl Purcell.
Okay. Okay, well, how are you today, Mr. Carl?
So far, I'm okay.
Okay, so well, the better assist you with this call, can I start off with getting your zip code, please?
34606.
34. You say?
606.
Okay. Okay. So for security purposes, can I have your address, get you to verify your address for me?
7278 Landmark Drive, Spring Hill, Florida.
Okay. Well, I do have the address associated with your name. So just give me one moment while my system loads up so I can be able to better assist you by looking into your account. Okay, I do apologize. The system is running kind of slow. Okay. I need to see your account now. Just give me a few minutes to fully go over it.
And can you tell me why you're doing that when you do look it up? When was this account active? Because if it's the same people I think it is, then it was active in November.
Yes, sir. I'd be able to go over there everything with you. I'm just fully looking into the account. Okay, so I do see that it says on the 1st of December, the account was generated and signed up for the tactical bag in the amount of the $7.95.
Okay, I know about the tactical bag.
Okay, so
But if it's the same number, I didn't ask for anything else, just the tactical bag. So I don't know what they're trying to say because I didn't add anything else on there. And I noticed that they've been trying to charge me $39.95 or $99 or whatever it is because my bank called me. And it was like on the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, yesterday. That's why we've been calling you guys.
Yes, sir, and not a problem, and I do understand, and I do apologize. But what that is, when the tactical bag with the shipment of that, whenever you opt in to sign up for the gadgets or the sweepstakes or the trials, it automatically enrolls you into a monthly membership, and that's why you're getting the charges for that, because if you don't go ahead and cancel out the membership and opt out, it enrolls you automatically, and you would get a monthly reoccurring charge of those amounts.
I don't believe I signed up for any membership. All I wanted was the bag.
Yes, sir, but once you sign up for it, it's listed in the valid terms of the terms and conditions.
Oh, I didn't read all that. I just thought it was just the bag, and they asked me, did I want this? I said, no. Did you want that? I said, no. If something else came up for $39.95 too, I said no, and I went to the next page. So why are they still trying to enlist me? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yes, sir. You may have said no to the other products that they was trying to give you get you to sign in for. But like I said, with the valid the terms and the condition, it's the month the monthly membership form of it.
Oh, see, I probably didn't, because everything else I said no to.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to, in fine print, that if you purchase this, you got to sign up for, because if you ask me for a membership, I said no. But my bank canceled it all anyway, but can that be canceled? Because I don't understand why, if it's under some fine print, I didn't see all of that. And if I didn't read it, but I know they asked me for this, they asked me for that. I said no to everything.
Yes, sir. It's not a problem. Yes, we can go ahead and cancel your membership, and then it won't try to bill you anymore, because you will be canceled from the membership.
Okay. I mean, I thought it was just a bag. I mean, good fine, good deal. But then, like I said, it came and said, "Oh, you're not finished yet." You know how they say, "Oh, you want this, you want that."
Yes, sir.
I said no to everything. So I'm figuring I said no to everything. It should have just been the bag.
Yes, sir. And I do understand, and I do apologize. But yes, sir. Like you said, as you were saying, for the debt. But yes, it's stated in the different products or whatever, it's the membership charge. Mm-hmm. And then in order to sign up to get the bag, it's the membership process a part of it. If you don't go ahead and opt out then and there, not to receive in any further to cancel your account for the membership, it'll automatically enroll you. Like I said, yes, sir. And I'm so sorry, I do.
It's okay. To me, I thought pretty much the acne membership, and I said no. Now, I don't know what happened, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So
we came up for a membership for $39.95. I think it was in green membership or something, $39.95. Mm-hmm. No. But, hey, like you said, something fine print, I'm not sure, but I could have thought that everything they asked me for, besides the bag, I said no to. I said no thanks. That's it.
Okay, and it's not a problem. I can go ahead and cancel the membership. You don't have to worry about the payment because it was declined, but we can go ahead and cancel your membership. So in future reference, it won't try to bill you anymore, because if you don't go ahead and like cancel out, you will continue to get the monthly charges of billing.
Okay.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and cancel your membership?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Just give me a few moments, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, okay? Okay, sir, I'm here. I just was notating your account for your cancellation, and now I'm gonna get ready and cancel your account with the membership, and once I have that done, I can give you your cancellation code, and you'll be all set.
Okay.
Okay, so whenever you're ready for your cancellation code. Okay, so it'll be C as in Charlie, 263-241-259, and that's your cancellation code.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Okay,
I
well,
thank you.
Okay, not a problem. The pleasure is mine. Well, if there's not anything else I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer service and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.